Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
Cantonese survival phrases, lesson 43. Buying a mobile phone. In today's lesson, we'll cover buying a cell phone. In Cantonese, I would like to buy a cell phone is 我要买一部手机。Let's break it down by syllable. 我要买一部手机。Let's hear it one more time. 我要买一部手机。The first word, 我要 means I would like. 我要 I would like. Let's break them down by syllable and hear them one more time. 我要我要 Next, we have the verb 买 which means to buy. 买To buy. 我要买 I would like to buy. Next you have 一部一部 which means a piece of. 一部一 is the number one. 一 one. And 部 is the measure word for telephones or cars or computers. 部部一部一部电话 one telephone 两部电话 two telephones 三部电脑 three computers To recap here, we have 我要买一部 Literally, this means I would like to buy one我要买一部 I would like to buy one. Let's look at the last important word, 手机 which means cell phone. 手机 cell phone. Let's break it down by syllable and hear it one more time. 手机手机 cell phone. There's another way to say cell phone.
手提电话手提电话
which literally means hand-carried telephone.
手提电话
Now to recap, we have
我要买一部手机
I would like to buy one cell phone.
我要买一部手机
I would like to buy a cell phone.In case you want to buy more than one phone, you only need to change the number of the phones. I would like to buy two phones is
我要买两部手机。
I would like to buy two phones.
我要买两部手机。
I would like to buy three phones is
我要买三部手机。
I would like to buy three phones.
我要买三部手机。
Or you can say,
我要买三部手提电话。
That also means, I would like to buy three cell phones.
我要买三部手提电话。
Now, two important questions related to your plan are incoming calls free? And how much are calls to the US?Are incoming calls free? Is
接听是不是免费?
Let's hear it again.
接听是不是免费?
Now let's break it down by syllable.
接听是不是免费?
Now let's hear it once again.
接听是不是免费?
Are incoming calls free?
接听 is a verb,
and it means to answer the call or to answer the phone.
接听接听
Next, you have
系唔系 ，which means is or is not， 系唔系 ？To recap here， 接听系唔系 ？To answer is or is not， and finally we have 免费 ，which in Cantonese means free， 免费，免费。So the whole sentence is， 接听系唔系免费？ Are incoming calls free？ Now the next question is， how much are calls to the US？ In Cantonese it's 打去美国几钱？ Let's break it down by syllable。 打去美国几钱？Now let's hear it again. 打去美国几钱? How much are calls to the US? The word for United States is 美国. Let's break it down and hear it one more time. 美国, 美国, United States. And the entire sentence is 打去美国几钱? The first word 打 means to call.打, to call. Next you have 去, which means to in Cantonese. 去, to. 打去, call to. And then you have the United States. 美国, 美国. 打去美国. Literally translates as call to United States. And finally we have 几钱.How much? 几钱? How much? So the entire sentence is 打去美国几钱? How much are calls to the United States? 打去美国几钱? Now to ask about another country or destination, simply substitute the word for the US. In the case of England, the phrase would be 打去英国几钱? How much are calls?To England. 打去英国几钱? How much are calls to England? Alright, that's it for today. We've learned sentences to buy a cell phone and to ask for how much are the calls. Now let's move to our regular test and see how much you can remember. I would like to buy a cell phone.
我要买一部手机。
I would like to buy two phones.
我要买两部手机。
I would like to buy three phones.
我要买三部手机。
How much are calls for the US?
打去美国几钱？
Alright, that's about does it for today. Remember to stop by CantoneseClass101.com and pick up the accompanying PDF. And if you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Bye-bye!